One of the real deficiencies of the Christian church at our current age is that we barely know the four Gospels, let alone the rest of the New Testament. You know, if you ask a Catholic about some stories, they can probably tell you something of some of the parables, some of the great miracles and signs of Jesus. Perhaps there's a line or two from one of Paul's letters, maybe one or two of the Old Testament stories that we learnt when we were kids. But effectively, the Old Testament is locked away. And in lots of ways, contemporary society really understands and interprets Jesus, including many theologians, it seems, as if he just fell into human history out of context. And yet someone like John the Baptist reminds us so strongly that the context within which Jesus came was deeply rooted in the history of a people and a nation. John does this in part because of his own family's history. John's father, Zechariah, we're told, was a priest. So he served often day and night there in the temple. His mother also came from the family of Aaron. And so she came also from a priestly family. And so I imagine that in the household that John grew up in, he would have known the intricacies of the rituals, the rules, the rubrics, this deep and profound understanding of the sacrificial system, the history of the people of God, the sufferings, all that had happened over their long and splendid and often very dark history. John then is this character, and it's a lovely phrase that this new translation of the liturgy uses to describe John, this sense of the precursor of the Lord, the one that the old prophecies foretold, that there would be this prophet who would come, this one who would stand and point the way towards Jesus, who would point the way towards the Messiah. And that is precisely what John does. He understands his role is not to be at the center of the stage. He presents this powerful sign for all of us of what a true disciple is meant to be. Because what John understood was that there was a time when he had to speak up, a time when he had to fulfill that prophetic call. But there was also a time when he had to grow less in order to allow the true center of human history, our Lord Jesus Christ, to come front and center. John also struggles with his own sense of doubt, like so many. Indeed, like his father Zechariah. Zechariah would have been praying and longing for the Messiah to come, like any good and pious Jew of the time. John and Zechariah would have been preparing the way of the Lord, doing all that they could in order that the Messiah might come. And yet, Zechariah was right to doubt, because at the moment, the Jewish people were crushed and oppressed by yet another great authority, great rule in the world, just as they had been by so many other empires and kingdoms over the course of their history. Now the Romans were the ones who were oppressing them. But over the course of the history, so many others had taken that role and that place. So I can imagine that Zechariah truly did doubt. Could it possibly be that he would be the father of this prophet, that he would be the father of the one who would prepare the way for the Lord? And yet John himself steps into those shoes. John himself, who challenges the institutions at the time, who knows that the temple, as wonderful and as beautiful as it was not doing what God had asked it to do and to be, which is why he led people not to the temple, but out into the wilderness, out to the Jordan to be baptized, to go through this sacred mikvah, this experience of being washed and cleansed of sin. Because John knew that that had to happen in people's lives. That they had to come to terms with the fact that they were sinners, that they were not able to stand before a righteous and holy God, that they had to admit, no, I'm a sinner and I need to be cleansed, I need to be forgiven. That was the place of the Messiah. That was the mission that Jesus had to fulfill. That was why he was able to stand up, not just to the temple authorities, but he was able to stand up against the civil and the government authorities when he took to task King Herod and said, no, what you are doing is immoral and wrong. John becomes this powerful sign for us as a church, this sign of what we can be if we're truly rooted in who we are. John was able to do this, able to fulfill his purpose and mission because he knew who he truly was, not just in terms of himself, but in terms of Jesus. He knew that he was the one that was at the very center of human history. And John found his proper place and purpose in relation to that. Every one of us has that possibility. Every one of us has that purpose and that mission to know who we are, not just according to our own thoughts, according to our own aspirations, but according to the way that God has called us in Christ. St. Paul had that very powerful and wonderful sense of the outworking of human history. He knew the shape and direction of not just this tiny little bit that we so often focus on, but of the whole sense of this broad sweep of God's grace working over not just one generation, but so many generations, so many people, so many nations, all known and claimed by him. As a Christian people, our call is indeed to respond to Jesus, to indeed allow him to take his proper place in our lives, to allow him to return to the very center of human history, to no longer be on the edges, to no longer be sidelined, but to allow Jesus Christ to again come front and center in our lives and in our church experience by understanding and recognizing the whole of human history. Let's pray and ask St. John the Baptist to really guide us as a Christian people. Let's ask him to point the way to the Savior. Let's ask him to say to us, show us how you did it. Show us how you managed to indeed keep that profound and beautiful humility. Help us, like you, to continue to point the way to Jesus, to keep telling others that, look, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Let's allow Jesus to again be at the very center of our lives as we, like John, allow him to grow greater as we grow less.